Now, hopes of going all the way in Russia came to an end after a 2-1 defeat in extra time. These supporters in the Russian capital were disappointed but also proud.
That there, that second half performance has destroyed me.
Semi-finals of a World Cup. Excellent. Come on, boys. And we can only, you know, this improves, let's get there, we get to a final next time.
It's been amazing. You give me semi-final before tournament, I'd have taken it.
England will now face Belgium in a third-place playoff on Saturday. One of the British divers who helped rescue 12 schoolboy footballers from caves in Thailand has denied he's a hero. John Valentin's arrived back in the UK as the children and their coach are doing well in hospital in Thailand. He's been recalling the moment he found the group alive.
Relief is the word I would use to describe. We were very pleased and we were very relieved that they were all alive. But I think at that point we realised the enormity of the situation, and that's perhaps why it took a while to get them all out.
Donald Trump will arrive in the UK later to begin a 2-day working visit. He'll meet Theresa May today before having tea with the Queen in Windsor tomorrow. The government's Brexit plans will face a severe test when they're discussed by MPs later. Many Leave-supporting Conservatives are expected to oppose the policy, which ministers agreed last week. Boris Johnson and David Davis have already quit over the proposals. Ryanair's having to cancel more flights, this time because of a strike by its pilots. Around a tenth of its service between the UK and Ireland will be grounded because of a dispute over working practices. And an endurance athlete has begun a remarkable challenge to swim 350 miles along the English Channel. Lewis Pugh has set off from Cornwall and will try to reach Dover in Kent in just 50 days. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Ah, oh, good morning.
Phoenix FM weather, brought to you by C2C Trains. Why not spend the day soaking up sunshine in Southend?
Now let's have a look at the weather for today. It's still feeling pretty warm, but it's a little bit overcast, 25 degrees, and the cloud is going to bubble up this afternoon and give you a few showers, possibly heavy in places, warm inland, breezy down by the coast, but you will get some sunny spells going up, to 13 degrees, so warmer than last. I actually slept okay last night. Did you? Not after the football, we'll talk about that in a second. Friday is going to be 24 degrees, there'll be a few showers, but loads of sunny spells as well. And sunny spells are becoming very warm throughout the weekend, hot on Sunday and Monday. The odd heavy shower perhaps, but more likely on Monday.
Phoenix FM weather, brought to you by C2C Trains. Plan your next journey at c2c-online.co.uk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Feeling slight, well, I've still got my voice from shouting at the television last night. oh, were you watching the game last night? Oh, yeah, me too. I was, I kind of realised that it was all going to go a little bit wrong. This is me. Now, I read this online, but this is true. This is me 3 weeks ago. I don't care about football. Me now, it's coming home. And that's how I was. I really got into the spirit of football. I'm not a football fan really at all. Although, if any team I'm going to support would be West Ham, because that's the local team to me, or was the local team to me. So I have to support West Ham. And I think they played really well. The first half of the game last night was brilliant. And then it went a little bit wrong. That's my lucky. I'm not like, I don't do commentary. I know nothing else about football, but I really enjoyed watching it, and I thought it was a great. I was on my own. My next door neighbour, in fact, there I am in the lounge. Oh, it sounds very posh. In the lounge with a cup of black tea, right? And the doorbell. My doorbell's not. I don't think the doorbell's working. So anyway, I had my window open, and when they scored, I went ah! And did this noise. I don't know where it came from. And then at half time, I heard a on the door. I went, oh, hello. Hello. And my neighbour was standing. She went, you all right? And I went, yeah, I'm fine. She went, we heard you screaming. We thought there was a spider. Because last time I actually got them, I was basically, I had a bag of clothing that I was going to give to the charity shop. and it had been in the garage. Brought it in the house. I went to undo it. Well, this spider jumped off the top of it. I kid you not. It was like the size of a dinner plate. And I went, and I had to wait. And then I had to stand there for about 2 hours and wait for my next door neighbour's husband to come home. He came in. I said, are you any good with spiders? He went, yeah, I'm fine. And when he saw it, he went, oh, my God. And I went, I know. He went, I've never seen a spider that big in my life. And I went, no, me neither. But they thought I had a spider, but it wasn't. It was me getting all overexcited by the amazing football game last night. And, I really enjoyed it. So, did you enjoy the football, or is it just me? I don't know. I enjoyed it. I thought it was great fun. What's coming up on the show today? Question of the day for Thursday. If you watched the football last night, how do you think England did? Will we line the streets and make a fuss for this team's return? Or is everyone getting carried away on a wave of hysteria? That's what I want to know today. So answer the question. It's allthewsfacebook.com, MS Michelle Ward. Also, we were talking about helium balloon gift that goes wrong. Why living in the UK is not the best news if you suffer from OCD. And also my guest in the studio today is Penny Hollington. She's a recruitment specialist and she'll be in at 10:30 for more on recruitment. 10:06, here's Kylie Minogue with Stop Me From Falling.
Somehow we've always been together but never got together. I never felt the pressure till now. There's something I'm here and you're just there. I can't pretend that I don't care. One day I might get it right. Am I ready for tonight? Caution, caution, amber lies. Still can't get you off my mind. Don't know how, I don't know where, but we're becoming more than friends. Getting closer to the edge. Stop me from situation. I'm lost in hesitation. My heart's a little shaken. Yeah. One day I might get it right. Am I ready for tonight? Yeah. Caution, caution, amber lies. Still can't get you off my mind.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Nightfall covers me, but you know the
we've got loads and loads and loads of fantastic talent here at Phoenix 98 FM. I think there's over 40 presenters. It's really weird because I come into the studio and I think, ooh, you know, I obviously cross over with Mike and Scott Ross and Bob and Mike Jones. And I do see some other presenters as well because they pop in from time to time. But it's weird sometimes when if I tune in and there's somebody else talking on Phoenix FM, and sometimes I might not even meet them. Until we have one of our presenter meetings, and then you recognise somebody's voice. But do sneak a listen. Yeah, I do sneak a listen. I like to sneak a listen. Now, I know quite a few people are listening out there today. Have to say a very good morning to Naomi, who does a show here. Well, morning, Miss Efford. How are you? I was on her show probably about 2 months ago, and I did my top favourite tunes. It was a really good show, so thanks very much. But she's also a singer, and I did play this out. They played it out twice, and I didn't play the radio edit, Naomi. I played the full 5:36. So I'll get a slap on the hand. But this is our very own Naomi Hefford, who is a singer-songwriter. This is her with a song called Bitter Love, and it's brilliant. Just so bitter.
Never understand my life. City Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is your business suffering from rising energy costs? Then you need to give O&TT Smart a call. O&TT Smart are your local clean energy consultants based in Brentwood, who could save your business up to 15% on energy costs. As well as saving you money, they can also reduce waste and make your business more environmentally friendly. Be smart. Call Tony on 07910 947735 and see how O&TT Smart can help your business reduce energy bills.
Are you looking to improve your smile this year? At Pure Orthodontics, we are the UK's number one Invisalign provider for 2017. We also offer other styles of discreet braces. To find out more or to book your free, no obligation consultation at our specialist orthodontic practice, visit us at pureorthodontics.co.uk or give us a call on 01245 46 3000. Pure Orthodontics, experts in natural, beautiful smiles.
The Brentwood Children's Literary Festival is back for its third year. There's a host of events to choose from, including interactive shows, writing workshops, bookmaking and storytelling. With tickets starting at just £3, there's something to suit everyone, from babies to grown-ups. Join us in celebrating the world of books from the 21st to the 28th of July. The perfect way to start the summer. Further details can be found on our website, www.brentwoodlitfest.com.
Phoenix FM.
I am absolutely obsessed by teeth. I love listening to that Pure Orthodontics advert. I am obsessed by teeth and natural teeth. I do like the natural look, as they say. I do. I don't know about having veneers and things, as I have to shave down your original teeth, and then I'd probably be too poor to ever have them done again. Well, like, I'm too poor to have them done in the first place. I think they're quite expensive, aren't they, veneers? Yeah, and they have to shave down your teeth. But we are getting very American, I think, with our teeth, which is nice, because people normally think Brits don't have very nice teeth. But when you look at everybody on television, they have wonderful. It does make you feel so much better when you've got a great smile, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean? When you're not trying to. I mean, I've got one half of my gob, the teeth on it. I've got very tiny little piranha teeth, but on one side they're all very straight, but the other side, where I've had a tooth taken out of the back, the teeth have migrated. Yes, that doesn't sound very good. They've emigrated somewhere else around the other side of my head. And I've still got a milk tooth at the front. And when I've been into the dentist, they say, oh, that's a milk tooth. And I go, I know, I've still got a milk tooth. That's why I'm so childish. But up in the top part of my gum, the other tooth is there. So I said, well, when my milk tooth drops out, I said, the other one will grow through. And the dentist went, no, it won't. I said, but it will. That's what happens. You milk tooth. He said, yeah, about, you know, 150 years ago when you were young. And I was like, oh, that's so rude. But apparently, no. Apparently what they do is they put a chain on it. Which reminds me of a loo chain. They put a chain on it and then they pull the tooth through, or they have to go in and cut the tooth out. I was like, oh, that's a bit of a palaver, isn't it? Can you not just put, can't put anything over the milk tooth? They can't attach anything to it because it, although it's still there, it's getting a little bit worn now, the milk tooth, as it would. But I hope it don't fall out, because I can't have anything, you can't have an implant because there's another tooth up in the gum. If that grew through, wouldn't that be great though? Been waiting all that time to suddenly spring forth. Now, what else is coming up on the show today? Well, we've got a list of names, in fact, of very unpopular. Very unpopular names. They're the least popular boy names and least popular girl names for babies. Luckily my name isn't in there, but we'll give you maybe the top three in each category in a while. Here's Simon Webb, Coming Around Again.
I've been sitting in the darkness, but the sunlight's creeping in. Now the ice is slowly melting in my soul and in my skin. All the good times, my friend, yeah, yeah, are coming around again. Oh yeah, I've been thinking, reminiscing of better nights and better days. Hiding in the refuge of memories I made. I got a feeling within, it's coming around again. It's coming around again.
take that chance. It's coming around again. Off my shoulders as my feet become unstuck, and all the good times on which we do depend. Oh, it's coming around again. We've been so long waiting for the all-time high. We got a damn good reason to put your troubles aside.
FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Now on to the traffic and travel. Brook Street roundabout's not too bad. Weald Road, let's have a look, a little bit busy. That's heading away from Nags Head Lane, so heading up to South Weald, a little bit busy along that section. You've got slow traffic on the A128 both ways from Marks and Spencer's BP petrol station, St George's Church, and also in Shenfield. You've got those temporary traffic lights on the A1023 Shenfield Road, both ways at Mill Hill. Looking onto the M25, can't see any problems there. That's going right the way over towards Lakeside. And in the opposite direction, A127, just heading up to the Gallows Corner where you've got those roadworks, a little bit busy. Roadblock due to burst water main on Noakes Hill Road, both ways at Linoke Avenue to North Hill. Detour is in operation, just be aware of that. The M25 heading round in the opposite direction, can't see any problems. More traffic and travel coming up in about half an hour.
Take a closer look at the beaches and find out why residents love living here and why staff love to work here. Call us today on Brentwood 690 300. Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, there's always loads to do in and around Brentwood and Billericay, and you've got the Phoenix FM Family the Phoenix Family Business Networking event is taking place today. So if you're in a business and you want to pop down between 12 and 2, you can do. It's at the 22A Chelmsford Road, that's opposite the Eagle and Child pub in Shenfield. And the Phoenix FM Family is the Phoenix FM's monthly business networking event. Meet other local businesses in a relaxed atmosphere, no annual subscription fees, and the bar will be open. You can follow us on Twitter at Phoenix Fam. It's £15, including a chicken or vegan curry and hot drinks. If you want to find out more, check out our website, or you can give Steve Roach a call on 07952 498009, or just pop along today.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And as you know, I have a plethora of guests booked in the studio. Oh, I love that word. And coming up a little bit later, we've got Penny Hollington coming in to talk about recruitment. And we've also got coming up on Friday, Dan Olsen, who is a singer-songwriter. I've been playing this out loads. This is him, and he's going to be playing live in the studio on Friday. But here's Dan Olsen with Heart Into Trouble.
Thank you. trouble, 'cause it could right now. Don't get too close, 'cause I don't know what it might do with you. It wants to speak its own mind, be it wrong or be it right, and do things that I might regret. Don't let my mouth get my heart into trouble tonight. This is dangerous, the river that we're swimming in. There's an undercurrent we both know is here. Around any corner we may hit a waterfall. My mouth get my heart into trouble, 'cause it could right now. And don't get too close, 'cause I don't know what it might do with you. To keep my eyes away from you, 'cause if I follow them, I'm never coming back. But your killer smile is killing me and willing me to do just that. We could just swim past the warnings, but someone's gonna hurt in the morning. Let my mouth get my heart into trouble, 'cause it could right now. Don't get too close, 'cause I don't know what it might do with you. It wants to speak its own mind, be it wrong or be it right, and do things that I might regret. Don't let my mouth get my heart into trouble. Don't let my mouth get my heart into trouble tonight.
my birthday. I'ma just rock my birthday suit. I take the shirt and the shoes off the Vantage too. Call that my birthday coupe. And I wanna be free, wanna feel good to be me. Me, look bitch, I'm a king. I got a dream, I might just call up my team and go skydiving off of my wings, off of my wings. I feel flyer than Maya, I know what a cage bird sings. Cause you gotta have a song when the world falls down. You don't wanna be alone, so we just keep dancing.
We can dance it.
Yeah.
If only you could hear what we're talking about off air. We're not going to share any of that with you. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Penny Hollington. She's the director of Hollington Associates, and Penny is a recruitment specialist who's been helping people get their dream job and companies get their dream employees for over 10 years, 15 years?
Over 20 years. Did I say that out loud?
No. She's been a regular guest on the show for the last few months, and Penny has covered subjects on CVs, interview techniques, dress codes, loads more, and all of those are available under the Eat My Brunch show page. So if you do want to listen back and you're looking to get a job, including students, all sorts of things, we've covered loads of different subjects. So it's very, if you're looking now and thinking, oh, I need to get a job and I'm not too sure what to do, or you're returning back to work after a break, have a listen to some of the interviews on the Eat My Brunch show. Now, we're here today to talk about passion, which is a completely different subject.
I know, we always need to keep it interesting, don't we, Michelle?
So tell us about the passion.
Well, no, I've just been very fortunate to spend a couple of days in some champagne houses drinking some gorgeous champagne. Unfortunately, I was on the train back on Eurostar during the football game last night, so we had to watch a bit on a phone, and then we managed to catch the second half in the car and then watch extra time at home. So that was a bit of a nerve-wracking journey back. Yeah. Anyway, but it was just really interesting to be there. But what really struck me was the people we met in the champagne houses. And I know that they're promoting obviously a beautiful product, but the passion they had for what they were, the actual champagne they were telling us about when we were tasting it, how proud they were of the history of champagne and the story behind it. And I suppose it just made me think about how important it is when you're recruiting people that are going to be customer facing, you know, customer service, providing a service to your clients, how important it is that they, you know, that they display that interest and passion for your business and whatever it is your product is, because that's kind of really what you buy from. I mean, you know, we were really, we felt so involved when we were talking to them about their champagne that it made that whole experience, and you kind of wanted to buy everything because they made it sound so amazing. So it's just an interesting thing when you're, whether you work in customer services or whether you're recruiting people, that passion and that interest and knowledge comes across, because that's actually what's going to, you know, sell whatever your product is.
How do you give that to somebody that goes for a job? And you know, sometimes because you're talking to people on the phone, not always face to face.
Yes.
So how would you say to, you know, a company that are employing people to get the right person for that kind of you know, public facing job?
Well, I think, yeah, as you said, whether it's public facing or whether it's on the phone, I suppose it's just finding people that have a genuine interest in people. I think some people just have that natural ability that put people at their ease and ask questions. But I think even if people don't have much product knowledge, I think if they just got that right attitude and they genuinely want to help people, I think you can train people in your product, because I think that will come across if they just want to help people make the right decision. So I think it's just a very unique skill, and I think people want, first of all, they need to like people. If you're working in a customer service environment, you want to like people, and you enjoy the interaction with customers, and most important, you want to help them, you know, to find the right solution to whatever their problem is or whatever product they need to buy. So I think when, if you're either working in customer service or looking to recruit people, it's kind of an undefined thing that you just, is someone going to make your customer feel good and that experience be a nice experience?
And that is the thing, isn't it, making somebody feel good. I've got a friend who is in a sales job, got fantastically, I don't know, is over £100,000, or moaning here, but he earns a fortune, and he's a salesman. And the amount of times that he said to me, and I fall for it every time, he says, "You are looking beautiful today." And I go, "Oh, thank you so much." He goes, "Yeah, you're looking really well. Are you doing anything?" I go, "Oh, no." And I went, "Oh, hold on a minute. You're a salesman." And you suddenly, and then he goes, no, I really mean it. I went, "Yeah, but I don't know if you do mean it, because this is what you do for a job. You butter people up to get them to spend a fortune." And there I am going, "Oh, really? Do I look really?" But I do. Every time he says it, I fall for the same thing every time.
Yeah, and I think there are people, I think he can never pay you a compliment that you'll ever believe. Michelle, I just take it. I would take it. But I think, again, sales is a very different, a very different thing. But again, you've still got to make the customer feel comfortable. But even if you're in a role where you're just taking calls from customers, or you're dealing with customers face to face, putting them at their ease in whatever way is a natural thing to do. But I still think it comes back to having a genuine interest that you want to help people, and you're going to go home that night if you work in that type of role and feel happy that you've helped people out, you know. And that's your sort of main driver, if you like, to work in that role. I appreciate a lot of those roles especially customer service roles, could also be dealing with complaints and and challenging customers. But actually, again, how you handle it, if we've all got experience, haven't we, of where we've had to phone someone with a problem, and how that person responds to you, and put a lot of it's just about understanding, listening to you, and demonstrating they actually want to help you, rather than it's like, oh, it's someone else complaining. So I think how they handle your call, what they say, how they put you at ease and say they want to help you, and then actually go away and help you, is actually going to make you probably go back to that shop or whatever it is, that business again, because a complaint has been dealt with really well. So actually, sometimes if you've got a problem with someone and that problem is actually solved really well, that's actually a very good way of retaining a customer, because generally if people have a problem, they quite often walk away. So actually that's even more critical that you get that right. But just being able to put someone at ease, calm them down, listen, understand, and actually go and help someone. I think, in my own experience, I think if that happens, you actually feel you have a very good feeling about that business and would probably go back again. Because actually, they're good when they're good, and even when something went wrong, they absolutely sort of they over delivered.
I mean, I worked for eMove, and they are doing brilliantly. They're based in Brentwood, and they're, you sell your house through them and buy property, etc. And obviously, that's very stressful. So I used to have loads of phone calls coming through, and there was a group of us all be sat round and receiving phone calls. And then you might get somebody who might be at all because they're stressed because maybe the payment hasn't gone through or and people would ring up, and then they would say the words, this is when you know you've helped somebody. I know it's not your fault, because they would be shouting, and they go, I know it's not your fault, and it's not you, but, and you go, I can really start to turn things. And then they would say, thank you ever so much, you've been really helpful, thank you. Because that, even though, you know, that's the main point, is seeing somebody through from the beginning to end. So, and it's the way that, and I have done the same thing, you know, sometimes you ring up and you've got to make a comment, and I'm really, and you try not to be angry at the poor person that's answered the phone.
Because you know it's not their fault, but it's just human nature that they're the person, unfortunately, has picked the phone up, and they're going to kind of, you know, they're going to take that initial torrent of whatever, and it's how they handle it. But no, you're right, in certain industries, a lot of those calls are going to be people that are a bit stressed. You know, like you said, buying a house must be one of the most stressful things you do. And I think if you're working in that type of role, you may be dealing with it all the time, but that customer's maybe only moving house once every whatever. They may never moved house before, so for them it's a big deal. And actually, if you've got someone on the phone who can show their empathy, and although they might take that call a lot and it might not be a big deal, they make the customer feel comfortable and say, look, you don't need to worry, this is what's going to happen. And that customer's immediately put at ease. So I think it's also recognizing that in a business, it may be your day-to-day, and these things happen all the time, but to the customer, in their world, it's kind of a big deal. So they just need someone who will take the time to understand and help them. So very much it depends if what your industry is, and as I said, I think if you're recruiting people, whatever that business or product is, to make sure that you have people who have that level of empathy, depending on, you know, whatever your business does.
Talking, just want to think about career change, really. If somebody was to come in to see and say they've worked maybe as an office manager or done reception, they said, but it's not really what I want to do. Can you actually help somebody and say, okay, let's see what you know, can you take them sort of in a different direction?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something I've done. In fact, I've been doing quite a lot recently, but I think sometimes they're the people that sit there and think, I know that this isn't really what I want to do, but it's very hard to sit there yourself and think, oh, I know what I want to do, I want to do X, because that X may not even be something you know exists. So I think, again, it's useful, I think, to talk to someone like myself who's not involved, because I can be quite neutral. I think if you talk to friends, family, they're always gonna have a little biased opinion, because they know you. So I actually sit down with people and we have a good conversation. They chat to me about what they've done, and really we talk about what is it that they think they're good at, what do they really like doing, what does that sort of feel like, look like. We perhaps look at the things that they feel they don't want to look at, or perhaps where their strengths don't lie, and actually that can actually build a profile that really then helps me. I can then go away and actually come back to them and say, I've looked at all the things you said, and actually these are the sorts of roles where you could use all the things you like and all your strengths, but in a completely different area. And we've had some real success with that, so it's really exciting to work with somebody to help them make that change. Because you, especially if you've been in the same job for a long time, you're just not aware of what might be out there. So I mean, a lot of industries and jobs we don't even know about unless we either work in them or we know someone who does. So I really enjoy doing that with people, because it's just nice to be able to build a profile with them and come up with some ideas of where they could actually, you know, look at a new opportunity.
And I think people must be nervous. It's got to be one of the, because I was going for a job interview, which is really nerve-wracking, actually going into any recruitment place to sort of be, because you are kind of being, you know, when you go in there, it's kind of, you are being judged. that's the thing. So for me, when I used to work in London, I would have gone with a few agencies, which were not, they were just full of people, absolutely full of people. And you know the old agencies I'm talking about, where you sort of walk in and go, oh, don't make eye contact. And Penny's really, really friendly, and it's a very, you know, personal, you know, you can get to have a really good chat, and you're really easygoing and to chat to. So if somebody is feeling particularly nervous about coming in, you know, Penny's not going to sit there and be like a school teacher with your arms folded, but you know what I mean.
No, I know. And I think,
tell me about yourself.
I think you said, I think some people's experiences might have been going into quite big offices, and there's lots of people there, and there's rows of interview rooms, and I think if you're nervous anyway, that can be a little intimidating. So I'd like to think that, you know, as you said, I'd like to think I'm approachable, and I don't judge. You know, for me, I just want to meet the person as they are, have a good conversation, and let's find out what everyone's got. Good skills, everyone's got good experience, everyone's got some real strengths, and that's what I want to look at, and then build a profile and help that person use those in the best possible way. So I suppose, going back to helping people, that genuinely I want to help people, and actually for someone who's either been made redundant or, as you've said, wants to make a change, by me helping them and giving them that sort of confidence and knowledge, when they go off and find something, that for me is kind of makes what I do really worthwhile and really special. So
because it is a big part of your life, obviously. You've got your home life, but your work life, it's got to be a good balance, and you've got to be in the right job.
And I think people who genuinely love their job, that's an amazing thing. And, you know, if you're in the position where you've got that opportunity to change and you want to do something that really matters, you know, I will help people as much as I possibly can. And as you said, that could be someone coming out of school or education, or someone who maybe has been made redundant or just wants to make a career change but doesn't know. They know they're not happy what they're doing, but they just don't know what it is that they can, what they can do to make that change.
So will you be a champagne taster in future? Is that going to be something?
Yes, I was trying
behind
to find an application form and find out what the qualifications were, but no, it was an amazing experience. I've wanted to do it for so long, so it was it was an amazing thing to go and see, and say just the history and the background of Champagne, it just learning that and being there was an amazing experience. So if anyone knows of any jobs going in in the Champagne world, in the meantime I will just drink it quite happily.
I was saying my favorite begins with T. That's my favorite brand of champagne. Because you were saying to me, what is it? Just not sweet enough? And I said, no, two glasses, and I'm just literally on the. It just sends me doolally. It's the bubbles, I think, that does it.
Yeah, but it's the bubbles that people like. The bubbles, but it is amazing how many different ways they make it and how many different types they are. So it was very interesting.
Did you get to eat anything with it to sort of complement the champagne as well?
Did we have a little some ideas.
What would you
say oysters all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have any oysters?
Not this time, but I do. I think oysters and champagne, and lobster, champagne and lobster is something they. I suppose any shellfish is good, but I think you can have. What can you not have with champagne? You know, fish and chips.
You can have anything you like, really, can't you now?
I reckon.
Even with wines, people, years ago, you'd never have served a rosé. You would, get out of my house now. Not that I would have said that. I'd have taken the bottle and then shut the door. But the part, you can drink anything.
But they will have a different style of champagne with each course. So there will be a champagne that will complement, I think, most food. So,
very interesting. Lovely. What a lovely trip away. I don't do things like that. I get to go down to the local shops with my mum.
All right.
Poor mum. She doesn't even listen to my show half the time. That's just so rude. I can't get you. I keep shouting out to that echo thing and it don't put me through. I was like, yeah, whatever. She's not. She's sitting there watching something on Catch Up TV on UK Gold. That's what she does. It's rude. Now, if you want to find out more about Penny, or you're looking to change jobs you've not worked for years, or you want to change jobs, or you're just coming out from school, just coming out from college, have a look at the website, all the W's, hollingtonassociates.co.uk. As you heard Penny on the radio, she's been here over the last couple of months having a chat. She's really friendly, very approachable. So if you are looking to change a job, or just want to come in and have a chat, because you help with everything from CVs to preparation for interviews.
Yeah, a lot of work with CVs. I think if someone's got the starting point of a CV, that's kind of the catalyst, if you like. like to actually have a tool that they can then go out and start talking to people. And then very much around how to go out looking for a job, you know, the best job sites to look at, and then obviously the interview coaching, because I said if you've not had an interview for a while, I think everyone, doesn't matter how experienced you are with interviews, if it's a job you really care about, you will have some nerves, and I can certainly help people just to give them an idea of what that interview will be like and what preparation to do. You know, I think if you can go to an interview prepared, you will still be nervous, but it's good nerves, because you kind of know you've done everything you need to do to present yourself in the best possible way, and what to wear and things like that, as we've talked about before.
And just one quick question on the football. I know you do love your football. What are your thoughts on the game last night?
The boys did well.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think we'd all got so carried away. I think we were all kind of hoping it was going to happen on Sunday. But, you know, I think we should, as they've said today, I think we should be very proud.
Yes.
Yes.
And as I said, I don't even watch football. And even I was swept along. And you were saying those of your friends.
Yeah, just people who don't like football suddenly have become experts in football. But how great it is. Just been great, hasn't it, for everybody, bringing everyone together.
Yeah.
Been good excuses for people to get together and enjoy themselves, which is good. So I'll still watch the final on Sunday.
Who are you going to be with? It's France or Croatia?
Well, I have obviously just been to France, so maybe France.
Yeah, I think I'll be. Yeah, because I didn't like the way. But do you know, although I know nothing about football, watching Croatia, they were a little bit kicky, and I don't like that when they're kicking people's ankles.
Is this because you're now a specialist?
I am a specialist in football.
I didn't like the way they kicked.
I didn't like the way they kicked the ball. I didn't like the way they kicked our players and kept sort of, you know, they.
This could
they
be your new new avenue for you. Well, you could do sports.
I should
commentary.
Be. I should be on there saying, "Don't pull his shirt. That's not very nice. Get off." Can the ref not see? I was shouting things that I didn't even know I knew these things. I was shouting on the television last night until my neighbour knocked on the door and said, "Are you okay?"
I think you should do a live. I think you should do a live chat next time we watch it for Sunday. Do a live chat. We'd all like to see that.
Yes, I'm sure everybody would love to hear that. Thank you very much, Penny. Don't forget, you can check all the W's at hollingtonassociates.co.uk and have a chat with Penny if you're looking to just looking for a job.
Yeah. Thank you, Michelle. I'll see you next time.
Cheers. What is it in French? I can't remember. France, French. Cheers.
Clink.
Is it?
You just clink.
Clink. Oh, you don't say anything else.
I always say drinking.
I always say yamas. Yamas whenever I do that, because it's Greek for cheers. Or I think it's fauncha. Is it fauncha in Irish? No?
Isn't it? Is that what it is?
Mm. Yeah. I don't know why I know these things. I obviously spent a lot of time in Greece and a lot of time living in Dublin.
clinking glasses.
Clinking glasses. Now, it's coming up to nearly 11 o'clock on Phoenix 98FM. We're going to go over to the news very shortly. Don't forget, my guest in the studio tomorrow is Dan Olsen. He's a singer-songwriter. He'll be in at 11:30 playing live. Got plenty more coming up. So we'll be back right after the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.